You're with SBS Radio.
SBS Radio.
Siddharth, welcome to SBS Punjabi.
Thank you so much for having me, Avneet.
Siddharth, tell us what happened on that day. Tell us more about your encounter.
It's actually a very interesting story, the way it all went about. I think I was just on my way to my friend's place in the city. I don't exactly remember the street. And I was just walking from Flinders Street over there, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this guy just, just stops me on my tracks. Like, and he was like, "Hey, you got a really lucky forehead." And I was pretty surprised by what he said over there. But, I was quite interested in what he wanted to say. So I just stopped and just listened to him about what he wanted to say. So he talked about, how lucky my forehead is. And it says that I have a good future ahead. My fate is pretty good. So he basically said that if you could just sit down with me for some time and, discuss what is it, I might actually help you out. And I resisted at first. I said, "I'm in a hurry. I don't want to go ahead with it." But he's pretty insistent about it. So I had no choice but to sit down with him. But I was curious, to be quite honest, about what he wanted to do. So he first asked me my full name, gave my full name, and he asked me for my date of birth. And he then went on to discuss about visa status, about my passport and stuff like that. And I told him, "I'm not, keen on discussing that with you." Mm-hmm. "That's all right." And he said, "Oh, I understand, but, after this conversation, you're going to trust me more. So I'm pretty comfortable with that." It was pretty assumptive. Mm-hmm. Pretty charming guy that way. So he goes ahead and, you use some little bit of mentalism tricks, it's basically influencing and stuff like that. He told me to think about a flower in like 5 seconds or something like that, and which is pretty common. The only thing that you can think about is a rose at that time. And he just wrote it down on a piece of paper and told me to keep it in your hand and don't open until I ask you to. Then he told me to choose a number between 1 to 10, and he told me just make sure that kept in mind, and then said that, is it between 5 to 10, something like that, some mentalism stuff over there again. And later on, he just told me, "I'm going to guess it."
Was he correct in his findings? I mean, what you told him?
No, with the flower part, yes. With the number part, no.
Okay.
But he was quick to switch it on. This was back in February, so I don't remember exact details of it.
Mm-hmm.
So things just continued over there, and he just sat down, started talking to me about my, how my life must have been, and started discussing that, this must have happened. You must have seen a lot of struggles, this and that. There's a common tone just to, try to be empathetic and go like, I understand everything. And I didn't pay much heed to it. I was just pretty amazed. I was like, I could see through him and understand that, I know what you're trying to do over there, but that's not a problem. So everything went fine. Until the end, he went ahead and asked me that, I actually work for an orphanage. And, we're just trying to collect a little bit of donations so that we can help children out. There was no sort of religion or anything that was mentioned over there. It was just more towards that he was trying to work for an orphanage. And later on, then he decided that, what I'm going to do is that I'm going to give you a few details. I just want you to transfer $150 right now so that I can help towards that cause. And I'm a student over here, and $150 for me is like a huge amount. So I just go like, why do you want me to pay money? It doesn't make sense. So he didn't say much. All he wanted me to do was just like pay the money there and then. And he was like pressurizing me to do it. And after a certain point, I just got a little frustrated, and I just got up and I walked away from there. But I understood that it was a scam, so I didn't do much anything over there. Although I was concerned that he has my full name, he has my date of birth, and it was an unsettling feeling. So the moment I got on the tram and I just took his picture, and that's it. After that, I never saw him over there. But yeah, later on, I think back in June somewhere, I don't remember exactly, I saw him in the city again. And like, he was just trying to talk to someone else as well.
Okay.
So yeah, that was a story that happened with me.
So this happened in February earlier this year, right? And then you spotted him again in June.
Yes.
Okay. Does he have an Indian accent?
Yes, he has a very heavy Indian accent. It's probably a Punjabi accent that is there.
It's a Punjabi accent. And do you think he's the same man in the picture that the other lady has posted?
Yeah, most definitely. He's the same man, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The way the lady described the whole scenery about what happened over there, the scenario, I was like, yeah, it's definitely that guy. It's quite interesting because I still remember, like, the day he was... I think I should have taken a picture over there and then, but once he couldn't, like, get the money off me, he sat down at this, I think it was in front of the state library, mm-hmm. and he was talking to another guy.
Okay.
And they were, like, pretty much, like, discussing what was happening, what was not happening, but I wasn't really thinking too much, but I think he might have an accomplice over there as well.
And then... Can you recollect if there was any information that surfaced during your conversation with him that he could not have known or collated from social media or anything very personal, deep down personal, that you think he just couldn't have known?
Was he asking me for personal details or I...
Or he already knew. Like, you know, there have been instances where people said that, you know, he'd zeroed down on us. I wasn't a random victim. And then, you know, he already knew my birth date, my full name, and, you know, my country of origin and stuff like that. Was there any information, any sensitive information that you felt he doled out while speaking with you that you felt, oh my God, how did this guy know this about me?
Not really. No date of birth was discussed, but I think he pretty much understood that I'm from India because of my features.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't think so. He took away any information from that side. But this was his one thing. I think this is his way of engaging and getting trust from people. That he just, whenever I told him that, okay, I'm from this place and I'm doing this, he said that, you know what, it looks like it because, you know, I have a feeling that might be true. I had a feeling that might be, just to show that he knows things that way.
Okay, I get it. So is there anything, Siddharth, that you'd want to tell, you know, to other vulnerable people out there that, you know, how to prevent this from not happening, or if you meet him, or, you know, how to protect yourself? Is there any message that you want to send out there?
To be quite honest, I'll just tell people to be aware and, you know, to be one thing, I understand that everybody has a past. And we all might have seen a certain things in life that are not pleasant and suppressed. We don't talk about it much. And he's pretty good at trying to scaffold that from out of us. And he might just get you emotional about a few things, which might really make you want to think that he might be right. So let's just not go into that. If he's guessing things right and everything, don't believe him at first. Because those are very simple mentalism tricks. If you just open YouTube, you're going to find that out. And lastly, if he's being too persistent, as a matter of fact, anyone, don't buy into it. If you feel that somebody's pushing you to do something, just tell them that you're uncomfortable and you would reach out to police or anybody for safety, because this is not what you want. Because he would really pressurize you to actually help towards this cause. I still remember him. It was more that 1 minute of a conversation on the street turned out to be like a 45-minute discussion on the street. He wouldn't let me go at all. He would just keep on persistingly telling me that, you know what, make the donation. It's for a good cause. It's just $150-something. And, you know, it can help save a lot of lives. It's going to help change your life as well. Because you can, you know, it's going to change the direction of your whole family and stuff like that.
Do you remember him touching you or trying to, you know, examine your hands, your forehead, anything of that sort?
I think he might have. To be, come to think about it, he was asking me to show me my hand. And he was trying to read my forehead for sure. So that was... I'm not too sure about it. I can't put a dot on it. But yeah, he definitely was talking about my forehead.
Thank you so much, Siddharth, for opening up about this experience. We know it sounds surreal. And, you know, he has a tendency of putting people in a sort of trance. But then this is only our effort to figure out if there are any similarities between different experiences that people are reporting.
No, Amit, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me and actually giving me an opportunity to add value to people. Appreciate it.
SBS Radio.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.